shit gets me pumped.
Man, no.
People all running stuff to it. People are crazy.
I don't know. Who runs?
Weirdos. Hey, yo. Episode 98 of the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. If you're out there running, keep that pace up. You're doing great. This is the middle of the week. Week two, almost here. Waivers ran. Hope you got everybody you want. Of course, I got my boy at DFF underscore swag here. What's up, buddy? Did you get your guys?
I got a couple of them. I want those guys to run some miles for me, too, though.
Right? That mileage counts for me as well. I need some help.
I can leave home without a belt now, and I'm not proud to say that. So put some miles in for me.
I need a belt, but it's for different reasons. flavor of the week seemed to be Philip Lindsay. Heard a lot of talks on that. Of course, the rookie blows up. Swags, did you get some Lindsay shares?
I got one in where I had the number one waiver priority.
Used the number one waiver.
I didn't. For me, yeah, that's who I threw it in for. I had quite a few options in that league as well.
Did you need the running back? We all know you're a running back guy, but were you short one or had somebody that wasn't performing and you just wanted to go that way?
Literally, every guy on my bench is a running back.
Who feels shocked?
But I mean, that's all you need, and all I need is somebody to start. You know, like
sure.
I guess I'm like the first wide receiver streamer I've ever heard of. But
yeah, I mean, if you got decent guys and you feel all right about it, you'll figure it out. So you're saying, come bye week, you're just dropping that wide receiver for another one. You're gonna keep the seven running backs on your team.
This team is not working out the way I thought it was going to be completely honest with
you. It sounds like you have some depth issues.
Only week one, okay. Well, I've got Amari Cooper and Corey Davis.
Everybody freak out.
At my wide receiver, two of my wide receiver spots. Then I had a third wide receiver spot last week. I started DJ Moore. DJ Moore has been cut and let go from my team, and I am starting Geronimo Allison because I missed out on Dorsett and Quincy Enunwa, who I would rather start this week. But I am starting Geronimo Allison, and it may have been a smart move to pick up a wide receiver with a waiver, but I think Moore will pop still. I think it's still early. I think Philip Lindsay is the real deal. I'm kind of excited you don't completely agree with me on that, but that is how I feel. I own Royce Freeman. I don't know if that makes you more or less appealed by Philip Lindsay, but I wanted to make sure I got him in that league.
I totally get it, dude. And it's early in week one, so especially fab wise, if you're gonna have to blow some fab, I love the fact that you're getting a guy from the beginning. I don't have good takes here of why. I think it's just it's early and it worked. I know they got the same amount of carries as Royce Freeman, so that's got to give you some pause. It's Freeman, but again, I'm trying not to overreact to week one. Lindsay weighs less than Tariq Cohen. You know that?
I did not.
This is a tiny dude. So, and I think he's even an inch shorter. I'm not saying little guys can't do it. I mean, Sproles been tearing the league up for it seems like forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's ahead of Booker right now and how they're using him, and I'm not saying that's going to change. I don't anticipate Freeman not being involved at all in the passing game as well. So I guess I'm still going to stick to the quote unquote stud running back that they drafted earlier there. It's a nice story.
I completely agree, homegrown
kid, you know, Colorado there, staying in Denver. So that's awesome. And that's probably why he slipped under a lot of people's radars, because that's a local kid. People aren't traveling there. And that's a name I never mentioned in Fresh Meat. Like, 100% I botched that if this guy studs out. Like, I never even saw the name. So, I just – maybe that's what it comes down to, is I literally have no tape on this kid. You know what I mean? So, I have nothing in the back of my head to go off of for me watching him and do some stuff. Maybe that's just a fault of mine. I can't, you know, mess with anybody that went out and got him, but that's a big fat pass.
But I don't think he's going to surpass Royce Freeman.
Sure.
I do think he's going to be a very strong flex play.
So flex worthy most weeks for them splitting the work, and you still see Lindsay going to get that passing down role. to kind of make it a little bit safer in a PPR kind of format? I mean, that's what you're feeling?
They both had 15 carries. They both had 71 yards. So it's not like Freeman was a lot better than him with those 15 carries. They had the same amount of yards. I didn't look at their biggest plays or anything like that, to be completely honest with you, but they both got 71 yards. And then you add in three targets to Lindsay for two catches and one touchdown. And that seems like a real deal to me.
Yep, I get it. I'm going to be very shocked if we see the rushing attempts stay like that.
Completely split. I agree.
Like, I don't mind seeing Lindsay getting like a little bit more like James White to me, like a 5-6 kind of rushing attempts a game. And maybe 10 total touches, which is still probably solid because that means 4 or 5 passing in a PPR league. So that's a solid 10 points. And, yeah, that's flex-worthy. I guess I want upside of other players, or I'm willing to stay on there. That was a lot of Broncos and Lindsay talk. That is not how I wanted this to get off. So this is middle of the week here, and we have a Free-for-All Friday show coming, guys. So definitely be on the lookout for shouts and tweets about that. Get all your listener questions or any kind of start, sit, trades, anything like that. Free for all Friday, if you guys have been with us, is exactly what it sounds like. It's all over the board. Anything can happen during that. So get your stuff into us. But today we're going to do something we did last year, some game previews. That's not a word. And then maybe some shot calling by us or a small edition of Swags Hags. You know, a couple of guys mentioned there, guys we're not in on.
It's I'm so happy to be back into the season and be talking about what's happening, but it's a little weird, like coming off. I mean, because you have to remember, like, we're only talking about fantasy football during the season for 16 to 17 weeks, and the rest of the year, we're just talking about fantasy football. We kind of do whatever we want, but now we're trying to get back into this weekly design. And it's throwing us off a little bit. So we're trying to give you a good mix of what we're going to have the most fun with and what you want to help your teams and what you want to hear, completely honestly. So we're going to do a little bit of the game preview this week and probably end up loving some guys and trashing some guys and just kind of see how it goes.
For sure. Name of the game is We're Going to Have Fun. That way it translates to you guys. But you guys let us know. Hit us up. But let's jump right into Thursday night game.
Seriously, yeah, before we go, like truly, like what he just said, like hit us up. If you have like even small ideas of things that you think would be fun or you want to hear or you want to get involved in, especially for like what we're talking about right now, this middle of the week show, hit us up. Let us know.
100%. So you ready?
Yep.
Let's crack it. Thursday night, division rivals, Ravens at the Bengals. Bengals coming off that Indy win. Ravens coming off that dismantle of Buffalo. Is this a Thursday night stinker? Division game. Those teams tend to play each other close. Is this one of those Thursdays you want to stay away from?
Oh, man. I remember like last year this time just being like, oh, who cares? It's week one. Start them. Thursday doesn't matter. And we were wrong. Or I was wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, dang, how do you sit Joe Mixon after that? You know what I mean? Like,
yep. I'll go ahead and spoil it. I think Mixon is still a very solid play. There's no way I'm sitting him. I can't imagine myself having better options out there than Mixon to play this week. Love the fact that he got more involved in the passing down role, and even Mr. Marvin Lewis himself came out saying he kind of likes that role for Mixon to be involved all over the place there. So I'm going to take Ravens at home, even with that Baltimore defense. And crazy as it sounds, even for a Thursday night game and as good as that Ravens defense looked, I'm going to sit the Ravens defense on a Thursday night. Call me crazy.
So you're taking Baltimore, but you're sitting their defense.
Nope. I said Bengals win.
Oh, okay.
You weren't listening, or I don't remember what I said.
I don't know.
give me Mixon. Mixon, I think Bengals win at home. I don't think it's a crazy score. You know, it's not going to be that that Chargers Chiefs 48-38 or whatever kind of game, but I don't think if you're stoked on what the Ravens did in week one on defense, I attribute that way more to Buffalo than I do to Baltimore. I guess I'll put it that way.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Nathan
Ravens wise, are you Ravens wise, are you worried about Collins only getting seven carries in that first game, or do you think that was just because they got up by a trillion early?
All right, so my boy Dixon got that injury that you pointed out to me the other day.
Yep.
So that probably means a little bit more work than before. I think they still want it to be Alex Collins over Buck Allens, if you know what I mean, as far as the lead back. So I think you have to buy that it's Alex Collins right now, as much as I hate to say that.
I agree.
I don't love it, as that option, you know. I don't want to start him. You know what I mean? I don't own him. If you're going to start him, I want to know your other options.
Sure. Bengals moved the ball pretty well last week, but that was against Indy. Reverse that, and Indy moved the ball fairly decently on Cincinnati. So are you full systems go on the Ravens? Give me – I know what you're going to say, but give me a wide receiver on the Ravens you're willing to start this week. So you're going to start AJ Green on the other side for the Bengals, right?
Yeah,
the second wide receiver in this game you'll start. Does it come from the Ravens and you're going to go Smokey Brown? I know you don't like Crabtree.
Crabtree had the targets last week, and John Brown kind of had the game. I'm going with John Brown.
Even Snead came down with a touchdown. I just wanted to say
he did. Like it. But, no, you're right.
But I'm with you. I think it's John Brown on that side. If I'm going to take a shot, but I feel like Crabtree, like you said, has the targets, especially not dealing with Hayden Hurst for a little bit. So I'm going to take upside of John Brown with you there. That's enough.
But you don't really want to, right?
Correct.
Would you start John Brown or Dorsett?
Dorsett. So they play the Jags. Patriots play the Jags this week. It's interesting because Dorsett kind of plays the underneath role, and I think that's kind of where Jacksonville can be beat, is the short stuff, get out of the hands fast. But Dorsett went like 6 for 66 on a touchdown, didn't he?
Yep.
Give me Smokey Brown this week. I don't like either.
John Brown.
You know, I don't like him a lot.
John Brown or...
Fuck, making me stay there.
Yeah, you're staying with John Brown.
Or
John, John Brown or Quincy Enunwa.
Let's go with Enunwa on safety of targets.
Yeah, those 10 targets were nice to see.
I think that's coming too. And they didn't even throw the ball that much. They got up so early. So I guess... I mean, the Jets are playing the Dolphins. We'll get into that one a little bit, even though we shouldn't have to spend much time. But yeah, give me that 8 to 10 targets. I almost feel is a guaranteed coming from Darnold and the Jets there over Smokey Brown, you know, hoping to get that one big play.
One more, and I know we're going to be getting to all these teams, but these are just some guys that I think were super cheap. So John Brown or Geronimo Allison against the Vikings.
That's an interesting one. I like some Vikings defense. But Geronimo lining up with the at best second corner.
Does he get the work this week?
Because Rodgers isn't scared to throw on anybody. But when you're looking at a guy that's much more open, you might. All right, I see, and I think Minnesota will score, on Green Bay a lot more than say Cincy will on Baltimore, to kind of bring it that way. So that's a tough one, and I think I'll lean Allison.
Yeah, I think so too. Especially because at first you get kind of scared because it's the Vikings, but then, I mean, they're probably going to be covering Cobb and Adams, and then
for sure
Allison could just be that guy this week.
You know, if Cobb slides into the slot a lot more and isn't playing that outside, and Geronimo's out there, then I think that's just something I want to monitor, like how that's lining up, or even look at that. Maybe I'll try to look that up
for sure.
Free for all Friday, how they line up in that first game, but. The slot guy is there, so that might be Cobb. So let me. I'm gonna double back. Give me John Brown, unless you hear me say something different on Friday's show.
Okay.
But give me the quarterback there, Flacco or Dalton? You have to start him. You're second Dalton. In the super flex.
I'll start Dalton.
Okay, that AJ Green plus the dump offs the mix and you like.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, okay. Nobody was drafting Flacco. I think you just at this point you
nobody drafted Red Rifle either. Both were stream candidates week one.
But you and I, yeah, I totally agree. But you and I are in some deeper leagues, and you know very well that Flacco went well after Dalton in those leagues. And I think you want to, at this point, still start the guys you believed in more than the other guy at this point.
Agreed. All right, so we spent a lot of time on the Thursday night game. You're welcome, fellas. But ladies, we're going to pick it up a little bit here going into Sunday's games. Let's jump through the 1 o'clock games. Another division game, Panthers at Falcons. Atlanta's 6-point favorite. No Greg Olsen, but Atlanta with a lot of injuries. Lost starting safety, lost a linebacker. I'm a little worried for that Atlanta defense, but that should have been decent this year. Carolina looked gross in week one against Dallas, even though they came up with a win. No Greg Olsen is nice. Who benefits the most in Carolina from Olsen not being there?
Who benefits the most? I think it's going to be Funchess, as much as everybody hates it.
No, I'm with you. I think I believe I said that before the season started. I think Olsen takes more away from Funchess, so we get not even a full game of it, and I think Funchess is the beneficiary. I look for more CMC total touches. It doesn't have to be carries, but I'm looking for more total touches in this game. Otherwise, what the F was the coaching staff doing is telling us 25 to 30 touches a game?
Yeah.
Stop it. All that coach speak early on, we told you not to listen to, and we all buy it at some point because it just gets beaten to our face and we're ready for football, but oof.
Ian Thomas was 2 for 2, not a ton of work, but did he earn any trust to take over a little bit for Greg Olsen?
I mean, we'll see him in on snaps, but if Thomas has 4 catches in this game, I'm going to be shocked. I think it's going to be a little while before we get to play Thomas with any sort of good feeling there. And I don't know that we get it at all this year. We were all big and, you know, rookie-wise stoked on Ian Thomas, but I think it's like you said, I think it's more Funchess. I think maybe we get some more maybe CMC starting out in the backfield and motioning into the slot to get out there on that linebacker and create the space that way over the middle, not just Thomas, you know, turning around for a 1-yard button hook. Sweet, catch it, fall down.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something, like you said, you've talked about that a lot, just even how well Funchess did last year in Olsen's absence. I mean, that was where he made his bread and butter. That was what made him, like, wide receiver 22 to 24 at the end of season last year was when Olsen was gone, and it's kind of when I started to fall in love.
Although you dropped DJ Moore, any love for DJ Moore with no Olsen here, do you think he gets some more work now? He was, like, fourth in receivers for amount of snaps. Like, he only had like 17 snaps and only had a one little sweep. Moore will get more touches than one this week, but over under at 4 for DJ Moore this weekend.
About that, tough, you know what I mean?
Right? Push.
It's I'm just not interested at all. It's too bad. Until that snap count goes up, I'm not even concerned about the targets so much, but until the snap count goes up, but you just can't start him. So,
yep.
But
so
there's going to be a juju in this class somewhere that you keep watching that snap count go up. You keep watching the target share go up. Like, that will happen. So we're definitely going to be monitoring him a lot. We talked a little bit about that on Rookie Fever last night. It's just those guys. So,
all right. So we'll stop talking about that. You guys go check out Rookie Fever. That should be out by the time you're listening to this.
Well, you didn't talk about it. But yeah, we got to get through some of these games. So
we're going to keep moving. I'm gonna do this again. We're just going to mix all our shows in together for a breakdown here. But quarterback, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, you get one.
Cam.
I agree. Moving on, Colts, Redskins, 1 o'clock game. Redskins, 6-point favorite here. Alex Smith looked pretty good. That offense looked decent against the Arizona Cardinals last week, facing this defense is bad. Let's go that way. Defense is badder.
Need some Worcestershire sauce to be more better.
I was trying to say Worcestershire before, and I was like, whatever, you're pigeonholing me. The Redskins. The Redskins AP looked great. Chris Thompson looked great. The wide receivers for the Redskins did not look so hot, but Jordan Reed's still healthy. I'm not starting, even against Indy, I don't think I'm going to start a wide receiver for the Redskins. Like you said with DJ Moore, I want to wait and see it. Is there a wide receiver you're willing to flex?
Not me.
It'd have to be super deep and like bad options there. Colts-wise, T.Y. Hilton?
Yep.
Any running back you feel like rolling the dice on for Indy?
Naeem Hines in a PPR league. I think that you can look at Ryan Grant too, especially if Hilton starts taking some coverage. He did get quite a bit of targets. I'm not in love with the idea, but if we're talking about the Colts, I think you have to talk about Ryan Grant.
I'm going to give you two targets to start off for your boy Ebron. So he's starting out at 2. Doyle starting out at 0. Who has more targets at the end of this game?
Doyle.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. But so Ebron's going to need that touchdown. Going
to be more efficient with his. I think that he's still the one you want to own.
So at some point, are you expecting that to revert the other way because of the usage? Or do you think it just kind of is what it is? And Ebron getting the touchdown will solidify you starting him. And if he doesn't, then it's probably a meh. Tight end play.
I think it'll taper off a little bit. And I mean, I think it's probably hard for a quarterback like who's thrown to one guy and gotten used to one guy and cheered with one guy after the good plays to completely forget about somebody like Doyle. But at some point, I think that the like competitive side of you realizes what you have to do to win, and the Doyle looks will get less and less.
Agreed. And I would still start Ebron over Doyle this week, even if I had to. Colts, Luck or Alex Smith?
Luck.
It doesn't feel great, does it?
No.
But so 52 passes, something like that, I think, in the first game there. Is that not many down the field at all? Most of it was intermediate and short stuff. That's kind of just – it's how listed is it. That's how that offense is designed to be, / your quarterback doesn't have the arm that he should have. But I'm with you for this game. I'm gonna start AP and Chris Thompson though. I'm gonna start them both.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
All right, moving on. Texans, Titans, 2-0-1 teams. Another division game at Tennessee. Tennessee getting a point. Seems like Mariota will be all right. Kind of a funny bone type situation where he had some numbness in his hand, but it usually lasts a few days, so he should be all right. Texans kind of come out looking like crazy and then tried to make it a game with New England. But where we go here? Like, let's – Corey Davis, you're okay with starting. Obviously, there's no Delaney.
Yep.
But you're going to start Corey Davis?
Oh, yeah.
Is there another pass catcher there?
No.
You can say Deion Lewis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, if we're going to count Deion Lewis as a receiver, yeah, you can start Deion Lewis.
Kind of, right? You're going to start Deion. Are you going to start Deion over Derrick Henry this week? It seemed like the Titans tried to get Derrick Henry involved.
The absolute like game script every week. I think there were a lot of situations where we are looking at the PPR back on a team, and a lot of it was game script. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Titans do and how well they play, if they can keep their pounder in there, if they can get up and have to run the clock a little bit. That's what we want to see Derrick Henry doing. But until then, man, it's so hard to start him after this.
If we do half point and a quarter carry, you want Henry over my Lewis here, week two?
I am too stubborn to start Deion Lewis over Derrick Henry, but I advise you to start Deion Lewis, but I think that Derrick Henry will still be the running back to own off that team. I really truly do.
And Henry had that monster like 60-yard run that was called back from a hold. I believe it was from Delanie Walker that was on the opposite side of the line. It had no impact on the play itself. You get that. I think it's a completely different situation we're talking about with both guys, you know, kind of evening it out there, but. I'm going to start – if I have Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry, I'm going to start Lewis this week, and Derrick's going to have to sit.
Yeah, totally get it.
Texans, you're fine with Watson, you're fine with Nuke, and it stops there?
Yep.
Or do you want to run some Lamar Miller this week? Lamar Miller. I think he can start Lamar Derek Miller. Henry. You start Lamar over Derrick Henry? Texans O-line is bad and got worse.
Yeah.
Like lost the O-lineman for the year, I believe. So that got even worse. But Lamar Miller or Derrick Henry? Feel good about it.
I think I'll go Lamar Miller. Put it on the board.
Mm-hmm.
I took your guy.
I know, right? That's why I don't necessarily want to go get F it. Third Mike, I'll take Deion Lewis. He's got Lamar Miller.
Oh.
And we'll do that same.
I thought we were talking about Derrick Henry, cheater.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want Derrick Henry. Pass. Easy pass. I did try to cheat though, didn't I? Moving on. Eagles at Bucks. Bucks hung off that crazy destruction of the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Eagles have been sitting since Thursday night. Eagles named Nick Foles the starter for this week. I think we get like at least two more weeks like that. Shh, don't tell nobody. But let's start on the Eagles side. Are you starting Foles? Foles or Fitzpatrick? Ooh, let's do that.
I'll start Fitzpatrick.
I'm with you. I guess it wasn't that crazy. Ajayi? You're in on Ajayi and yep, Aguilar?
You got to be. Aguilar,
anybody
no.
else? You're not going to start Aguilar?
No.
All right, let's go to the other side. So you said Fitz. What about Peyton Barber? Peyton Barber or Ajayi?
Ajayi.
Yes, for sure. Agreed.
For sure.
Okay.
I've been telling people to just drop Barber or trade him away. Like, who cares?
If you have somebody sitting with Ronald Jones, maybe that's the guy you go give them Barber.
Yeah, good idea.
And figure out something there. So, and Mike Williams, 7-for-7, uber efficient, taking those Fitzmagic passes there. Djax, at this point, still in concussion protocol. Not sure about that one. But let's go
Godwin.
Let's go Aguilar or Godwin.
I think I'd have to go Aguilar there, but I don't love it.
Aguilar had what, 9 catches for like 33 yards?
Yeah.
That's not good, dude.
No.
I'm not good at math, but that's what, like 3 yards? Like,
yeah.
Not even? I told you I'm not good at math. Right. Like, I mean, Jesus.
Didn't Nick Foles have a reception as well?
Right, for sure. Yep. From was that from Aguilar? I think it was, wasn't it? that's how Aguilar had a few more points there.
Yeah.
Is there a tight end? I guess Ertz is a given at that point.
Yeah.
I had to start Goddard last week because that didn't feel good.
Didn't work
but
out.
But just how my tight ends are doing, but
I'm still starting OJ.
The other
Howard.
Side. You are going to say OJ. I mean, last year, Fitzpatrick targeted OJ Howard more than he did Brait, even though both Brait and Fitzpatrick are Harvard guys. It seems weird. You think like they'd be together. But he did target Howard more last year, but it seemed like wide receiver show. So then maybe if we get DeSean Jackson not being in, I feel better about Howard. But if Djax is in and Godwin's in, I think I'm going to sit him. I think I'm going to sit him all. I mean, Ertz is playing, but no other tight end in this game is making it for me.
Yeah,
I know you're playing Howard because you have to.
Yeah,
I feel like I am.
And but he out-snapped Brait a lot this last week.
Oh, for sure. And I definitely feel like, I know Brait got that huge, you know, 6-year contract during the offseason or whatever, but it's OJ Howard's show. Both those guys will be there, and it's just going to piss you off a little bit as a Howard owner, I think, when you see Brait get that touchdown. But No, I'm not doing it. Neither one of those.
Yeah, it's tough.
Eagles, Bucks, who's win?
Eagles.
Nope.
Taking Tampa. Eagles.
Fitzmagic keeps that magic going. The next, nope, still got a couple 1 o'clock games. Good Lord. The Chiefs at the 0-0-1 Steelers. Pittsburgh is a 4-point favorite at home. Looks like Lev still hasn't shown up, so James Conner, I believe I saw James Conner was named the starter this week, or that's their plan to move forward. Chiefs looked really good.
Yeah.
This game has both, like, some very suspect defenses. Could we see the Chiefs put up more points this week than they did last week? Last week was, what, 48 points?
Yeah. I think you could. I see people wanting to drop Sammy Watkins already. Don't drop Sammy Watkins already.
What are you dropping him for? Like, I can't imagine
a lot of the guys you and I have talked about today, yeah. like the waiver wire guys, like those cheap guys that we do like, but you don't drop Sammy Watkins for him. Sammy Watkins is not a waiver wire guy.
Agreed. I just want, like, he's a bench guy. He's sitting on your fantasy bench. I continue and probably will continue to reluctantly find a way to flex him in just on the upside. But I'm not going to lie, off season, I know it's week one and just through week one, and I'm not trying to overreact, but I'm not in love with my call of Sammy over Tyreek. I know it was bold and it was out there, but just usage right now, and Jesus, how dynamic is Tyreek? I'm not saying I didn't know that, but just the way that they're using
him. Yeah, for sure. I think that your take was crazy on that, to be honest with you.
Sure.
Totally and agree. And it was a lot of fun. but I still don't think like that we've seen the best of Sammy at all. Like, I think that he'll have his better days. He is going to be a tough start. He is on your bench right now. I agree with everything you said, but I just don't think you can drop these guys after week one. Correct. There may be a day in a couple weeks or so that you and I are sitting here and just being done with him, but I just don't think you can drop him yet, even for these waiver wire ads. You need somebody really impressive that was dropped for me to drop Sammy Watkins.
Correct. So let's do running backs, Kareem Hunt or Connor. You get one.
I'll go Hunt. I have to. I'm a draft capital guy.
No, and that's fine. You mean like for your draft? Like because of where you drafted them, like in redraft a few weeks ago? Or are you talking about draft capital of what the team spent? Because both guys were second rounders.
Because of...
Right? Kareem Hunt's even a third round. Connor was a second round last year.
Because of how I drafted and how I feel about my teams. Okay. Like I still have Hunt above Connor. And Connor's week one was nothing short of amazing. But
right.
I mean, that he just kind of ended up being the benefactor of the bad weather and everything that was going on, you know? So I'm going to go Hunt this week. And I think that Connor is, you want to start Connor this week, definitely. But if I have to pick one, I'm still going rolling Hunt out one more week.
Yeah, I buy more action for Hunt than he saw in that first game. But at this point, I'm going to take Connor there. If you made me pick, it would feel so gross to put Hunt on my bench. So I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Wide receiver ranks, it's AB, Tyreek, and then Juju for you in that order?
Yep.
In this game?
Yep.
Okay. Mahomes or Big Ben? Give me one. I'm taking Mahomes, buddy. I'm riding it.
I'll go Tyreek, Antonio Brown.
Ooh, you're going to flip it. So does that mean you're going to take Mahomes over Big Ben then, if I make you pick a quarterback?
Sure. That sounds fun.
All right. Well, we're on the same page, so we can't bet that one. Who wins, Chiefs, Steelers? I'm not going to do that for every game, but Chiefs, I don't know what – I can't – hold on. I want to pull it up. I was going to say I don't know what the over-under is, but I didn't want to go into this. I do want to see it now. Over-under is set at 52.5. I'm going to play the over, and I feel like that's too easy, so it's probably a trap. But Chiefs win. Ooh, in Pittsburgh. That's tough, too. But still, Chiefs win, and I'm going to take the over at 52.5. A game. Ooh, we're going to speed up a little bit. A game. I don't – both teams are 1-0. Dolphins at Jets. Darnold? Are you going to start Darnold or Tannehill?
Darnold.
Anunua or Stills?
Stills.
Drake or Crowell?
Drake.
Agree on all of those. Dolphins or Jets? Who wins?
Man, I guess I got to go Dolphins after all that.
Oh, thanks. Jets win. That feels so fucking gross. Chargers at the Bills. Bills are atrocious. They did name Josh Allen the starter. Should have done it in week one because they immediately pulled Peterman. That's just not going to work. Anybody on the Bills that you will start? Shady, because you have to, because of volume?
Yeah, that's about it.
Chargers. We know we're going to start Phillip Rivers in this game. I think the Chargers the defense, you got to play.
Loving some Melvin Gordon. Chargers have a lot of weapons. Yeah, Melvin Gordon, Eckler.
Keenan Allen.
Mike Williams, Keenan Allen.
And give me some Mike Williams this week. Stop it, Tyrell. Stop it, Travis Benjamin.
Yep.
I hope Philip Rivers learned that in practice and watching film tape, that you should throw it to Mike Williams, not Tyrell. Moving on. Vikings at the Packers. Why is this a 1 o'clock game? Like, I know they can't flex games yet, but that makes no sense. This should definitely be a prime time. Vikings at the Packers, both undefeated. Green Bay actually a 1-point favorite. At this point, looks like Rodgers will play. Obviously, he's not going to be moved around the best, and that Vikings defense is nasty, but you're starting Rodgers. I'm going to start Rodgers over Cousins. Big deal.
Oh, yeah.
But Adams over both Diggs and Thielen?
Yeah.
But is it Adams, whatever order you want to put it in, I'm going to go Diggs over Thielen, even though Thielen got a little bit more work. Diggs gets the touchdown last week. And then it's Randall Cobb or Geronimo. We hit this a little bit earlier, yeah. But against that defense, I'm going to make you pick one right now.
Ooh, man. I think you have to start Cobb again after last week.
As long as that's the guy running out of the slot majority of the time, I'm with you there. But I don't mind Geronimo even being picked up a lot this week on waivers if you're looking for a guy.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a little bit more out of Dalvin because he's not coming out of my lineup. Or how do you feel about the Packers running backs? You gonna Jamal Williams? You feel good about that at all?
No.
Jamal Williams or Shady?
Shady.
Jamal Williams or Crowell?
Crowell.
Okay. I'm with you.
I mean, like, I'm on that, like, excitement now. Like, just be done with the Packers running backs and go grab Aaron Jones and wait for the suspension to be over. If he's on waivers, pick him up. He might be the best waiver wire ad you have, and he's not playing, but go get him.
Agreed, and you will also hear his name on Free For All Friday, I promise.
Yep.
Browns at the Saints. Saints are going to bounce back, but Josh Gordon may start now, even though he had a lot of snaps, even though he only had saw three targets, I believe. But start your Saints. Breeze, Kamara, Michael Thomas. Is there another one? You won't say Ted Ginn.
Probably Ginn, eh?
Brown side. Are you starting Tyrod? Tyrod against the Saints? We just saw Fitzmagic tear him up. Do you think the Saints bounce back, or is this what we're going to see?
I think you can start.
Saints Tyrod defense Taylor. Droppable? Saints defense, are they droppable? I know it depends on what's there, but they're not. Are they all locked and loaded? You don't care.
Yeah. it's so hard to say, man. Like, I think we just watched somebody have the game of their life, and so it's so tough to, like, read into what's going to happen, and Cleveland's still figuring it out. I mean, they might not do that great, but they have a lot of weapons. I don't want to start Saints defense against all those weapons.
So let's go to those weapons. Hyde. I'm going to start Hyde as the running back there to own. And then we're going to start Landry.
Yep.
And you're going to start Gordon?
If you have to.
Gordon over Ted Ginn.
And yes, and you're probably in a position to where, with whatever you paid for Gordon, that you're hoping to be able to start him again this week.
Can I do something gross here?
Sure.
Can I take my Ted Ginn to your Josh Gordon this week?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
You feel good about that, don't you?
Not 100, but I mean, there's no way I can't take that.
Fair enough. Give me some Ted Ginn. It doesn't feel good, but it's kind of fun.
I mean, it makes Ginn feel good to be mentioned in the same sentence as Josh Gordon, so shout out to Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn, more rest of season two if you want to fucking put it on. You want two out of that? Not a Josh Gordon guy. Just don't buy it. I'm moving on unless you want it.
I don't want it right now.
Exactly.
We'll talk later.
So Lions at 49ers. Both with losses in that first week. San Francisco, 6-point favorite at home. Goodwin dealing with a thigh bruise is what it came out as. Not a quad strain. So I guess that's good news. But at this point, I'm going to expect him to play Jimmy G or Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford. I like Jimmy G this week, though. I'm not afraid of it.
I'm totally with you, but I think Stafford ekes it out. I think Monday night was just Monday night, and it'll look a little different moving forward. I'm not gonna lie, Kerryon Johnson looked good when they gave him the ball, like passing and rushing. Like I kind of liked it, and it was earlier than I thought it would be. So that's nice. So let's do that.
Galladay looked pretty good.
Kerryon Johnson or Breda?
Kerryon, come on.
Kerryon or Alf?
Kerryon. Alf or Breda, though. Kerryon Alfreda.
Okay. Galladay did look really good. Give me one wide receiver on Detroit. You will start, and the rest have to sit. Is it Galladay?
Ooh, Marvin Jones.
Ooh, you're going that way.
Yep.
Marvin Jones had two in the end zone, and he usually comes down with one of those. You know what I mean? And yep. He didn't come down with either. So that would be huge if just one of those comes in together. I don't think we're as hyped on Galladay, although he looked very good too.
Could Dante Pettis be our Juju?
That's the one I wonder there, especially if we're going to get some Goodwin missing some time or maybe limited. Maybe he plays, but it's not full. Pettis all over the place. Did get five targets and went back and looked. He did have a touchdown. He also dropped a touchdown or what probably would have been a touchdown. Like, he could have had two.
Yeah.
And if he's going to, like you said,
so much.
And like you said, if he's going to start to get more, snaps on the field too, on this offense that we love Jimmy G and it's a Kyle Shanahan offense, it's going to move the ball around. Maybe that's your guy.
Yep.
I don't know. I wonder if you can go by lowish on Pettis even after that touchdown game, or let's say he doesn't have a good game in this one. Then maybe that's one I sneakily want to go try to get almost as a throw in or throw, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do something like that and grab you some Pettis. Look to build for that.
I am with you. We've got to either fly through some games or fit them in all Friday, though.
So let's do – I got three more 4 o'clock games, and then we'll save the primetime and Monday night game for free-for-all Friday.
All right, let's go.
Cardinals at Rams. Rams 12.5-point favorite. Even in a division game, I'm going to take the Rams to cover there. Duh, you're starting Gurley, David Johnson. I think you're starting Goff. I'm not going to play the Bradford situation there. I will play – I think Fitz is in a tough matchup, but if you have Fitz, he's probably has to make at least your flex. I don't think you can sit him. And plus, Fitz works more over the middle of the field where we see the Rams like to funnel people too, and that's where they can be beat. I think Ricky Seals-Jones is a sneaky play this week if you got to get a tight end, or maybe you lost Olsen or sitting to see what happens. There wasn't much there.
I don't think you give up on Larry Fitzgerald, though, to your point. Like, we've done it before.
He's still gonna play.
Got burnt. Like, you play Larry Fitzgerald till he dies.
Correct. So, same thing I did to the Lions. Rams, one wide receiver.
Cooks.
Everybody else has to sit on your bench. Cooks. And I'm gonna take Cup. Cooks missed on two deep balls from Goff. Same with Woods. So, if either one of those guys catches just one of those both ways, then both of those guys finished ahead of Cup, who also had a touchdown. But, you know, I like my boy Cooper Kupp. Let's go Patriots, Jaguars, whatever it is. Playing here and what looks to now be like this storm's going to be crazy. That's the other thing I failed to mention on some of these games here. Watch out for the rain. The storm on the East Coast is nuts. So just keep an eye out on that. But Patriots at Jaguars, 425 game. Fournette, we're still kind of waiting. Mm-hmm. So if Fournette plays, obviously we're going to play him. If Fournette doesn't play, you're going to roll Yeldon out there?
Yeah. I think you can either way, I think you can start Yeldon.
So if Fournette is a go, you're still going to find a way to maybe flex Yeldon? Obviously it depends on what you got.
I'm not going to over-try. But yeah, I think you could flex him.
Especially in a full PPR, looks like you'll probably get a few catches that way too.
Yep.
Is there a Jags wide receiver you're okay with starting? Is it Keelan Cole?
No.
I'm not going to do it. Pat's side. Looks like we'll get some Sony.
What happened last week? So DD had the targets, correct, but Cole had a little bit of a better game, like 4 targets, 3 receptions, and DD had 6 targets. I don't know how many receptions, but I mean it's
2 or 3, I think.
It's just so tough to figure out, dude. Yeah, I don't want any part of it right now.
It's still an offense that doesn't want to throw the ball.
Yep.
So you're not like your wide receiver one got 6 targets.
Yep.
Or, you know, a wide receiver got 6 targets on that team. So
exactly.
Pass.
Yep.
You're starting Brady even against this Jags defense.
Yep.
You're starting Gronk even against this Jags defense. Give me one more to start.
Dorsett, Michelle. That's two.
I'm ready for some Michelle this week. I think we should temper expectations a little bit. It's not going to come out and he's not going to get 40 snaps or 50, 45, 50 snaps on this one. We're probably in that like 20 range and kind of build up. But Sony or Rex.
If Sony's in the game, I'm starting Sony Michel over Rex Burkhead. I don't think Rex did much to impress last week. He was just the starting running back. So I think that once Sony's like getting that load, and you're right, it might not be week 2, but I think it's Sony.
James White or Rex Burkhead. Yeah. Full PPR.
If
Jags defense is fast, so maybe some little dump off to White.
Yeah, maybe James White. Do we have anything fun to talk about?
We'll do this. Patriots or Jags? Who wins? The Jags get revenge from the AFC Patriots. Championship game? Yeah, I agree. last game we're going to talk about. I don't know if this is fun or not. Raiders at Broncos.
It's more fun than James White.
So you went and got Jordan Lasley. You starting him this week? Did you pick him up to play him? Or you picked him up to see what happens? You don't have Freeman. You need a flex. James White, Jordan Lasley.
Well, I didn't pick him up.
I thought you got Lasley. I thought you said you got Lasley in one league. Lindsay. Yeah. Sorry. Lindsay or Sony?
Lindsay.
I hate you.
This week? Yeah, Lindsay.
Just because of the defense? Or you think Lindsay's more involved already?
Yeah, because of what you said about Sony, like when he comes back, he's probably going to be kind of slowly integrated into the game. He's not going to just boom and out of the backfield. Right. But
still starting Freeman. You're not worried.
Yep.
If you got him, you're rolling him out there.
Yep.
Freeman over Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Lindsay over Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. I'll start Cooper again, though.
You're going to start Cooper. Okay.
Yeah, have to.
Cooper or Demaryius Thomas?
Emmanuel Sanders.
I know you were going to say that. I almost wish I went that way.
Cooper over DT.
So Sanders, Cooper, DT?
Sanders, Cooper, Sutton, DT.
Woo! All right. Jared Cook, 9 catches, 180 yards, no touchdowns, but monster targets. Are you going to start Cook?
Yeah, I think you can definitely start Cook. I do think that was kind of his ceiling, though, like with the way Cooper was being covered and everything. I think that it worked out.
Just what the offense gave them.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that he's a safe start. But I think you just saw his ceiling.
Jared Cook or Ricky Seals-Jones?
Jared Cook.
Give me Jones. You can board it if you want to. It's gross, but.
Nah, it's good.
All right, fair enough. So that's game preview. Like I said, we'll cover the Sunday night the Sunday night and the Monday night game on Free For All Friday. Swags, let's get a 2-minute breakdown. Let's get the F out of here.
Let's do this. All right, we're going to get going right away. So the first one, I kind of asked this really quick, but which rookie wide receiver do you think will be this year's Juju?
I'm going to steal your answer and say Pettis at this point.
If Blount misses any time, do we see Amir back in the Lions starting lineup? Not necessarily starting, but do we see him back?
Yep. Yeah, he'll get some snaps. He won't be inactive.
Jags wide receiver to own.
This week or altogether?
Let's say all season. Who you want?
Moncrief.
I like it.
Touchdown guy.
Mammoth Cave or Niagara Falls?
Well, I've been to Mammoth Cave on multiple occasions, so I'm going to say Niagara Falls just because I haven't been there.
I like it. How much fab do you have left in the Scott Fish Bowl?
$45, so 45%.
Who would you prefer to own in redraft, Amari Cooper or Allen Robinson?
Pass.
Did you start Randall Cobb?
Yes. In a league that I won by 0.05.
Oh, man. I started Randall Cobb. He won it for you almost.
I had a lot of guys Monday night. But, yeah, Randall Cobb won it.
Will Sony Michel be starting by week 3?
Define starting.
Will you be able to flex him by week 3?
Yes.
Gross-ass Burger King or gross-ass McDonald's?
Gross-ass Taco Bell.
Ew, gross-ass.
He also gives you gross-ass.
McKinnon, Bell, and Baldwin. I have 0 shares in 20 leagues. Pretty cool, huh?
Well done.
Who will finish with more fantasy points, Hogan or Dorsett?
Hogan. Board it if you want it.
Why use draft app?
Why use the draft app? Because it's awesome, and they have weekly stuff now, too. You can do just this week. You can do like experts where they take out all the top position guys, and you're just rolling with some lower ones. Plus, use promo code breakdown. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Can you do like games against each other, like Miami versus, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's still just you're still just drafting full players. You can't just do sweet. It like just from one set of games. But I hear you.
Yeah, that'd we'll be talk fun. To them. Just because we'll we're talking about some of these games, that would have been fun to do. It kind of made me think of that. But yeah, thanks if you do get on Draft time. App and you haven't been on, put in code breakdown and you'll get a free game really quick.
Free $3 game.
I think we're running short on time. I might have taken too much of your lunch today.
Is that all the questions? You just ate all my time.
That was all the questions. Cool.
Oh, that was all the questions. So give me Amari Cooper over A-Rob, but I don't love it.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, you got to wait and see on both those guys. Two guys that I've been really high on that just didn't show up like we wanted in week one.
I know even though Amari only had three targets in that first game, I've got to feel like that's going to switch a little bit. And I just wonder with the new – not that both are new offenses, but the new offense in Chicago – it's going to lean itself to kind of like hot hand, like what does the defense give us there? So A-Rob will have some boom games and he's going to have some duds. Man, doesn't that sound like Amari?
Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about my 1 o'clock yet, so that's good. Hopefully they're not out there sitting. But, yeah, like we mentioned before, it's the middle of the week. I enjoy doing these game previews, but I don't know if this is – maybe the best way to serve you guys. So hit us up at FF underscore breakdown. I'm at FF or nope, at FL two drink minimum. He's at DFF underscore swag on Twitter, a Fantasy Life app, Sleeper. It's just Sleeper now, right?
Yeah.
It's not Sleeper Body anymore. It's just Sleeper. We're all over those places. So find us. Let us know what you want in the middle of the week here. So
Swag actually left Sleeperbot, and I'm only on there as Rookie Fever and Super Flexible Podcast now. So if you see either of those out there, like those it. Are me. So quick update on my man of the hour, Sir Nicholas Chubb. 3 carries, average 7 yards a carry. I don't want that to be our one more thing, but I think that's worth talking about. You might be seeing some more Nicholas Chubb.
Nope, hide and seek. It's all day long.
What do you got for one more thing? Or
you just did it.
No, I didn't want to take it. I'm just saying. Sir.
Dude, you keep fucking taking it.
I'm talking about time. Sir Nicholas cool. on every show I'm on.
Which is a ton. You are a crazy dude.
It's all funny, though, because when Finero kind of made that joke, and I was like, oh, I'm going to start calling him Nicholas. And then now it gets to that point where I can't even call him Nick now. It just, like, it's no, Nick. Like, I don't even remember the Nick Chubb days. It's Nicholas.
It's like brand now, Nicholas. Sir, I like the sir part. You add to it now. It's Sir Nicholas. it sounds more formal.
Yeah. You know?
Well done.
I wish he played on a different team so that, like, I could get a jersey and not have to have it be Cleveland.
Right? Maybe get a color rush, which is just white.
Just or
which doesn't make any sense. Like,
I'll go get like a custom Detroit Lions one or something. Make it say Chubb,
sir. Oh, like the ones where you can put your own name or whatever you want on it. Just write Sir Nicholas across the top. Like, you might have to have a little like. Half moon curve to it because there's too many letters. That. You should do it.
No. People that wear Lions jerseys kind of look trashy in them.
That's your team. You said it. So I'm super glad we rushed through and didn't do the last two teams and then just bullshit about Sir Nicholas Chubb. Yep. There you go. So that's my bell.
Yeah, he is 8 minutes late. That's bullshit.
I totally agree.
I mean, he's going to hold somebody up all day.
Oh, he's going to pay for it. Don't worry. They're usually late to me one time.
Cut the wrong leg off today.
You know it.
Hey, man, this was fun.
For 8 minutes late.
Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll holler at you.
Sounds good. 98 in the books. See you around.